According to some PF and those CIOs involved, the crime of these four is that they were the people who were advocating for some title deeds and on dual citizenship during the COPAC outreach meetings that took place in Chimanimansa some 2 weeks ago.
How do we know this? Is that what they told you or what?
To our ward chairperson, Mr. Frank Sosa, these were the allegations leveled against the four kidnapped people. What happened is it was around two in the afternoon when this truck with some CIOs, these CIOs, most of them are known, plus their vehicles are unmarked. And there was one Janet Knight who is very popular in that area. She is also a ZANU-PF provincial member here in Manicaland. So these people were moving door to door, collecting these people. And when our chairman tried to intervene as to why they were kidnapping these people, that's when they were told that, you see, because they were talking nonsense at the COPAC outreach meeting.
Has your party made a report to the police and the relevant authorities?
They have sent an email now to the COPAC leadership and to the provincial head of police and the director of CIO here in Manicaland.